From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says if Iran blocks the Strait of Hormuz, the most important oil shipping lane in the Persian Gulf, it would provoke a U.S. response, though he's not saying just what type of response.
We cannot allow them to develop a nuclear weapon. That's a red line. And number two, we cannot tolerate Iran blocking the Straits of Hormuz. And that's a red line.
That's Panetta speaking at Fort Bliss, Texas. He also says the U.S. has 40,000 troops in the Mideast with plans to maintain a presence there.
And the reason we're going to maintain that presence is to make very clear to Iran we're not going anyplace.
Panetta also says that through its Mideast presence, the U.S. will continue to support Iraq, even if American troops have left the country. The Navy is conducting a criminal investigation into a video showing Marines apparently urinating on the corpses of Taliban fighters in Afghanistan. NPR's Tom Bowman says the Pentagon is treating the video as authentic and says there's widespread condemnation of it.
The video has been condemned by top military leaders. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta said it was utterly deplorable, and he called Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who also termed the video simply inhuman. It's been attacked also by Marine Commandant General Jim Amos, and the Taliban has also issued a statement calling the video against all international human rights.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman in Washington. The Taliban say the video won't interfere with progress on starting talks with the U.S. on prisoner exchanges, though Secretary of State Clinton has expressed some concern about that. The federal government is getting close to maxing out its credit card again. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Obama is asking Congress to officially raise the government's debt ceiling, but this time Democrats and Republicans won't be trying to make one another blink over the prospect of default.
President Obama wants lawmakers to okay another $1.2 trillion in government debt, but even if Congress says no, there's no threat of a government default. Under the deal worked out last summer, Mr. Obama has the authority to keep borrowing money on his own. Deficit hawks in Congress will likely use the request to protest government policies on taxing and spending. The White House agreed to delay the request from late last month, so lawmakers will have time to consider it when they return from their winter recess. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Apple has postponed the launch of its iPhone 4S in China after frenzied customers and scalpers got into a melee at the flagship Apple store in Beijing today. Some people in the crowd threw eggs at the store window. Apple says customers in China can still buy the iPhone 4S. They'll just have to go online to do it. This is NPR News. The Republican presidential candidates are going all out in South Carolina ahead of the January 21st primary there. NPR's Brian Naylor reports TV viewers in the state are being subjected to a barrage of political ads.
One spot that's been getting a lot of buzz attacks Mitt Romney for his involvement with Bain Capital.
A group of corporate raiders led by Mitt Romney. The company was Bain Capital, more ruthless than Wall Street.
It was paid for by a super PAC backing former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Not to be outdone, a super PAC backing Romney is running an ad attacking Gingrich's attack ad.
Newt Gingrich's attacks are called foolish, out of bounds, and disgusting.
Analysts say more than 5,000 political TV spots have already aired in South Carolina. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.
Conservatives worried about a Mitt Romney candidacy are getting together today at a Texas ranch to see if they can unite behind a conservative presidential candidate. They want to prevent Romney from getting the nomination and, if possible, prevent him from winning the South Carolina primary, which is often seen as the kingmaker for Republicans. Here's Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council.
After the discussion, there probably will be a candidate that emerges as the general consensus, as the candidate best able to be a conservative standard bearer.
Perkins says Rick Santorum has been seeing growing support for his candidacy. He says it's possible most conservatives will find themselves able to gather around him. Santorum claims he's the one conservative candidate who is electable in a contest against President Obama. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.